KPND, depend on us.
Bend fire officials say the blast that destroyed a Northwest Bend cottage and damaged seriously injured the man inside was caused when his lit cigarette a room filled with natural gas. 61-year-old Michael Flint is in a Portland burn center in critical condition. The cottage was destroyed and the fire spread to a couple of nearby homes. Bend Battalion Chief Dave Howe explains the situation when they arrived on scene.
So we actually were able to stop the fire before it really got going in all three houses. The one house where it ignited, there was an explosion in that house, and we're still trying to investigate to figure out what exactly caused that explosion. The suspicion is that it's a natural gas incident, but we're not sure yet.
Howe says it was a dramatic morning for the neighborhood. One firefighter who lives there says he didn't hear the explosion, but he certainly felt it.
A Bend woman who was high on prescription drugs when she crashed into a home is sentenced to 16 months in prison and loses her license for 5 years. The crash happened in March in Northeast Bend, and prosecutors say Tamara Julian had just been busted for driving high 2 days earlier. She was sentenced yesterday. It was a close call for the people inside the home. Sarah Clark says she awoke to taillights in her kitchen and feared the car had run over her 8-year-old daughter, Brittany. Brittany was okay, but was absolutely frightened and said everything was destroyed in her bedroom.
It was scary, just really, really scary.
I have no bed, no furniture, no carpet, pretty much nothing in my room.
1110 KBND News, time is 5:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th from News Talk 1110 KBND.
As far as what's going on with your roads today, Mount Washington Northwest Crossing roundabout closed for repaving, and that'll continue for a while yet. Sandy M. Pass, bare pavement, so it doesn't look like you're going to have any troubles if you're headed out of town today.
1110 KBND weather.
Good morning. Mostly sunny skies for your Friday. Look for highs near 67 in Bend.
52 in Sisters, 50 in Redmond, 49 in Bend. Apple won't pay property taxes for 15 years in Crook County, but the company will pay Prineville and Crook County a yearly $150,000 project fee. City Manager Steve Forrester says the 15-year fee is pretty common and will be split between the city and the county. According to an article in the Bulletin, the fee is part of a document between government agencies and Apple in connection with Apple's plans to build its new data center on the west end of Prineville.
In other local news, OSU President Ed Ray drew a packed house at Ben's at the City Club of Central Oregon. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer was there.
Ed Ray spoke on Thursday of the university's tremendous economic impact on the state and how our Cascades campus will play a role in that.
My challenge to all of us is to strive to grow the Cascades campus into a four-year college of 3,000 to 5,000 students by 2025. This is not a spectator sport.
Ray says the effort will require both private and public support to make it happen. Economists say OSU's statewide and global impact is more than $2 billion. That's an increase of more than $500 million since 2006.
Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon has introduced an amendment to help keep Oregon's rural post offices open. He argues closing these offices would threaten our vote by mail elections and would hamper seniors who get their medications by mail.
We successfully pushed back on the Postal Service's original plan to close 41 rural post offices in Oregon, but 20 are still at risk. The closure of these rural post offices would be devastating. We can't abandon rural Oregon. No way.
Merkley has proposed a bipartisan amendment to the Postal Service Act prohibiting closing facilities more than 10 miles from the nearest post office.
1110 KBND News, time is 5:10.